In northeastern Wisconsin, a program called Medicine Fish is connecting Menominee tribal youth to nature. And the program has now expanded its focus, aiming to heal the land by reintroducing buffalo. This Earth Week, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz tells us about Medicine Fish and its work.
Medicine Fish was born out of Brian Wapoos's own journey to find his place in the world. His grandparents raised him on the Menominee Reservation until their health declined. Wapoos's struggle to find his bearings led him to travel the country. He found resilience among people he met, especially on the Fort Berthold Reservation in North Dakota.
When you live wellness, when you live connection, when you live culture, you live identity, you live family, your children, you know, they help our moral compass stay intact.
In 2019, Wapoos came home wanting to help his own community. He turned to a passion from his youth, fly fishing.
It has so many benefits to it, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. You are immersed in the natural environment, which is the greatest wellness center there is.
In 2021, Medicine Fish held its first youth fly fishing camp on the south branch of the Oconto River within the reservation.
Fishing, it was just a hook. If you go into any classroom and you ask the young people, let me help you become a good relative and a good human being, a lot of them won't really respond. They kind of freeze, right? But if you say, how many of you want to go fishing? Yeah, everybody will raise their hand.
Wapoos began seeing healing ripple effects.
For us to be out walking along the rivers in a more modern sense today, we're in some waders and some boots with the fly rod, but our environmental ethics go way back to our ancestral leaders. It's a great feeling to be able to share those things with our young people.
Today, Wapoos, his brother Donovan, and several adult volunteers are working with 20 youth at a time. They meet most weekends throughout the school year, ramping up activities in the summer.
We moved more into kinship and restoring relational value inside of a community, strategically trying to build the core of Medicine Fish youth.
The program has caught the eye of outside organizations and businesses, including the Nature Conservancy and Patagonia, providing financial support to the Medicine Fish's work. Wapoos met someone in Wyoming who proved pivotal to Medicine Fish's evolution.
Jason Valdez, who leads an inspiring movement out there called the Wind River Tribal Buffalo Initiative. He invited me to a ceremony and he said, let me know if you ever want to get buffalo at home and I'll help you.
Their handshake led to the Menominee tribe being invited into the Intertribal Buffalo Council. Medicine Fish set to work preparing for the arrival of 10 buffalo.
We fenced for 3.5 weeks.
12 young people built a fence encompassing 80 acres of tribal land. That was November 2022. Since then, 5 more buffalo have joined the herd.
That ultimately led into restoring buffalo for the first time to our people in over 250 years through our young people.
Wapoos says the buffalo's reintroduction stands to both heal the ecosystem it shares and the Menominee people themselves.
Restoring the ecology and the prairies, those plants to us, their medicines, we have connection to them.
Andy says the majestic animal adds another dimension to the youth's connection to their ancestral heritage.
Our goals are to continue to add more lands, and buffalo here help us remember and reconnect.
Storytelling and music making weave in and out of this work. This song, Giving Thanks, was written and sung by Wapoos' son. Wapoos hopes 20 years from now, the youth of today will take his place in serving the next generation.
I've figured a little something out doing this, and I want to share it and give the opportunity to others to be able to take it even further.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.